These are my thoughts. Let me inspire you.
Welcome everybody to my segment of My Thoughts. My name is Arlene and I'm your host. And you are tuned into Adelante with Arlene. If you have not subscribed already, please subscribe and press that notification bell so that you will be notified when I do a new video. Share my videos. There's so many people that I would like to hopefully bless by these videos. Today, I had nothing really planned because I was supposed to be working. But what happened was my work computer just didn't work. I'm hoping your day is going better. So I had some thoughts on my mind and I was thinking about foundations. Foundations, what we're grounded on.
These are my thoughts. Let me inspire you.
Let's get started. The Word of God reminds us that the best foundation that we need to be established in is Him. Him being the rock, the one who is the strong tower, as the Word of God says, the one that'll keep us centered and grounded by the power of His Holy Spirit is the Lord Himself. So if you just tuned in and you're saying, I don't know what you're talking about, well, I'm talking based upon my Christian belief system. I am talking on behalf of the faith that I walk in, the believing that Jesus Christ is my salvation. And I'm hoping that by the end of this video, you'd be encouraged to, as the Word of God says, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's right. The Word of God reminds us in Matthew 7:24, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. You know, the Word of God says that if we do not build our home on solid ground, then it will crumble. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24 through 27, it says, everyone then who hears these words of mine, talking about Jesus speaking to us, and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. That was 7:24 to 25. That was a parable which Jesus spoke to the people. He said this, and it's documented in the Bible, and I am reading out of the book of Matthew 7. When we hear the words that God tells us, and we adhere to His word, what happens? We're going to be walking on solid ground. And that even when the storms come and things seem bumpy and things take us out of focus, such as today, something as maybe minute to some people, but to me, missing a day of work means missing a day of pay. Even when these little arrows or these obstacles come in our way that try to disturb us, if we're planted upon solid ground and walking in His wisdom, then our house will not fall. And He used a house as an example. But the truth is, we're the house. Those who believe, follow the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted Him as the Lord and Savior, we are the house. He abides in us as we abide in Him. So the book of John says, we abide in Him, He abides in us. So I'm smiling today, and I'm using this opportunity to give you a few of my thoughts for today, unscripted. looking up things as we speak. But one thing I also found out when it comes to other parts of our lives, if when we have something, let's say creatively, and we are working like I did on Adelante with Arlene, and God puts in your heart, which he did for me, to do this YouTube, and the name was given to me, yes, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Adelante with Arlene, which means going forward with me, which is really going forward in my journey with God. But when I started, I was following, I was in New York, and I had a concept of, because I love entertainment news, taking the camera to different places because I had ways to get in as being a former recording artist. Okay, I did a few of those. You can check those under my interviews that I've done on a playlist here. But there came a time that I started really with my thoughts, with the smaller videos, that I didn't know where I was going to go next. Things had changed. Not necessarily disruption at this point came into my life, but things had changed. I was no longer single. I had gotten married. There was so much I needed to focus on and redirect that I had to stop and not get on this channel for about 10 years. Do you know that in Psalm 34:18, the word of God says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. God is for you and for me, and he longs to be near us and for us to be near to him." But in order for us to experience this and the fullness of him, his love and his healing, we have to let him in. We have to let him tear down those things that need to be teared down in us. And we need not be afraid, because when we again are standing on the rock of our salvation, Jesus Christ, we will not fall. We will not fall. We need to learn to trust in him. We need to pray. We need to wait, and we need to trust. Pray, wait, and trust. In Psalm 57:7, David says, "My heart is confident in you, O Lord. My heart is confident." God is the one that protects us. He protects our heart. When others try to tear us down with their words, with their ways, with their actions possibly towards us, we don't have to react in a defeated manner or feel so broken that we feel like we are falling all over the place. When we stand again on the solid ground, when we stand in the word of Jesus Christ and who Jesus Christ says we are now established in him and can recover quicker from these broken hearts, from these obstacles, these things that are trying to get in our way. Remember, sometimes it is God doing the tearing down, and sometimes people try to tear us down in a manner which is negative. When God tears us down, it's just to build us up, to be more refined, to be better, to be as he would want us to be, because God knows the plans he has for us. But when people try to tear us down, it is not. It is to destroy us. But when people try this and you are established in the Lord and you meditate on him, that whatever it is that's coming your way will not overcome you. So are you in a place today where you feel your life is out of control? Like you feel again, like everything is crumbling one thing after the other. On Sunday, I want to tell you what happened. There's silly little things, but they're annoying. They're nuisance. On Sunday, since Saturday or a little longer, my computer has been acting a little weird, a little glitchy. And you know, I love to do these videos for you. It's only one laptop I have. And it started acting up. And I was barely trying to finish editing the last video I did. That was one of the disturbances and one of the little things that kind of was shaking me a little bit on my ground. Because it costs a lot right now to purchase another one. But that wasn't all that happened. All these little things, these little nuisances, these annoyance, like my back hurting me or just everything that I wanted to try to do to press forward as we're trying to get ready to purchase our first time being first time home buyers and trying to get all that paperwork together to qualify. And all of a sudden things are out of your control and you have to call some company to get these documents and papers and proof of this and proof of that. And, you know, and now you're willing, you're ready to go, but something comes in your way and it's stopping it. It's delaying it because of someone, something's outside yourself. You know, you're trying to get these things from a job. Oh, how do I get authorization that I'm working, you know, and they give you answers as if though it's just a, you know, oh, it's just this. No, it's not. All these crazy things, little things that were making for us, it felt like a storm. It started feeling like a setback, like we were being pushed back. But I started laughing. I started laughing when I was chewing into a pizza, a cauliflower pizza that we ordered. And the crust is very thin and I don't like it to be crunchy. And I start chewing on a crown that I have. And I felt like it was like sand. And I felt the pain and I thought I had broken my tooth. I started laughing because I was like, okay, first is the papers, first win, and all the things I need. Then comes what? My computer. And oh my God, I have 3 medical tests that I have to go through and all of them cost a lot of money, even with insurance. And then Monday comes and I'm still laughing and I put on my laptop for my job one. And I put on the 2 monitors and the monitors don't go on. What? I'm missing a day of work without pay? Storm, wind. I feel unstable, but who I belong to and what rock am I standing on? The rock of my salvation, Jesus Christ. So it's important that when you feel like you're shaking and you feel that everything out there is coming against you and the winds are blowing and you feel like you're going 2 steps forward, seguir adelante, siguiendo adelante, right? You're going forward, seguir adelante. And all of a sudden you get pushed 2 steps back. Remember the, what? Pray. Mm-hmm. Wait on God and trust that he got you. Meditate on the importance of who he is. Mm-hmm. Let him tear down the walls. Let's see what our response is going to be. Is it going to be one that honors the Lord? Or is it going to be one that's going to destroy us emotionally, physically, and mentally? Where do you place your hope on? Do you place your hope on the Lord? Or do you place your hope on man, society, or self? I'm going to get those papers straightened out. We have a month. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm going to. And I'm going to pass these medical exams. That's right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have a clean bill of health. That's right. That's right. I am. So confess to God where you're at today. Let these walls that are being torn down and these situations that are being disrupting your routine, well, go to God and let him use these in order to refine you, to help you have a better attitude when things start trying to come your way like this, to encourage you, find your encouragement in him, to encourage another person, to allow him to direct you and redirect you. When I allowed the Lord and I put this channel down and then I felt 10 years later, I had to get back on this channel again. Yeah, I had lost a lot of followers. And yeah, things had changed from way back then to now. You know, that's a long time. This channel started in 2009 is when it started. 2019 was when I got back on it again. Was it because I wanted to? No, it was because I was so torn down. I was so depressed during a certain season of my life that I felt like I was in a crossroad again from the time I first got married. And I had no idea what was next. I started gaining weight. I started also, all of a sudden I got this neurological disorder that was causing me the first day that I went back online live, the first day, and you'll see some of that videos if you go look in around July of 2019, I was attacked right live by the enemy. That's right. And I had a pain that was above the level of 10 all of a sudden in my mouth that paralyzed my mouth to be unable to speak. I was with someone else, thank goodness, doing the show, and she took over, and I asked people to start praying. And I found out that I had trigeminal neuralgia, and now I take medication for it. Mm-hmm. A little benign tumor in the left side of my head. Yeah, everything to try to stop me from doing this channel. But if you see some of those little videos I did with my phone, you will see that I felt the Holy Spirit pressing upon me to press forward, put the camera on, and speak what He put in my heart with the pain that I had in my eyes. You can see it. And still praise Him and push forward. Do we have a mean God? Absolutely not. We have a God that prepares us and helps us during these trials and these tribulations and times of trouble. I serve a God that His promises are true. That if I take my eyes off the problems, that I take my eyes off the storm and place them upon Him, then I won't drown. Peter was on that boat and he saw Jesus walking on water and he said he wanted to come to Him. So he started going in faith and looking at Jesus, but for a moment he saw the storms and the winds blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing. And he looked down and he started drowning and he said, "Help me." And Jesus pulled him up. God is there to help you today. If you stand on the rock of Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation, and you build what you need to build and all that He's given you, build upon His rock and His ways and His soil and His ground, you will see victory through the storms and the trials and the tribulation. But if you build it on your own and you don't establish it in Christ, through Christ, whatever, even if it's a business, whatever it might be, your job, whatever it is, if you don't establish yourself in Christ Jesus, then the winds will throw you all over the place and you will crumble. Because the only foundation that gives us the wisdom, the only foundation that establishes us is the foundation in Christ Jesus. Yes, it is. Because the Lord knows the plans He has for you, and His plans are not for you to be defeated. They're for you and I to prosper. And I'm not talking about monetary prosperity, even though that's another blessing. I'm talking about prosper, make it through life and make it through hard times. These times are not easy for none of us. And to know that we should be knowing that we're going through it together, no matter what social class we are, should bring some comfort to us all instead of fighting against each other. Establish yourself in the things of God. Let the Lord be the one to take control. Give the Lord your emotions, the good ones, the bad ones. He gave all of the emotions to us. Give them to God. Center yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ and know that He is the rock of our salvation. For only with Him will we stand on solid, can we stand on solid ground? I'll say it again. When the word of God, another parable I'm going to paraphrase, He used Jesus, this parable, that there's a seed. And when the seed falls on ground, it really, really counts on what kind of ground that seed falls. Any farmer will tell you that. And if the seed falls on certain ground, well, it did. There was thorns and everything, and it just ate up. And those are the thorns of the troubles, the issues, I say, of life. That and that seed did not grow. And then there was the ground that was just not good soil. And therefore, it was just maybe that ground that we put up, like that foundation that we set up, what we can do, what we can accomplish, how much money we got, how we can get it done. And what happened when the seed goes in there? Well, you know what? It ain't going to flourish. It ain't going to grow because it has to be established in God. It has to be established in Him. And let me tell you, it might grow for a little bit and it might progress and people become popular and what do you call it? Rich and all the above. But what happens when a storm comes? A storm that does not allow them to do on their own what they're accustomed to doing. What happens when there's a recession? What happens when there's a pandemic? What happens then? Whose ground are you standing on? And then there's the seed, of course, that falls into good ground. And that's the one that gets watered and nurtured and just cultivated. And the seed grows. Because what we sow in the flesh, in the natural, has to be kept by the sweat of our brow. Okay. But what we sow and give to God, even our jobs and our daily, you know, things that we do in order to live naturally on this earth, to bring us an income, if we don't pray to the Lord and present these things to God on a daily basis to have Him have His way through others and through us, it will not grow. It will always be tough to keep and to work through. I have no control over those two monitors not wanting to connect well to my little laptop. I can talk to tech. They're somewhere in Nevada. I'm over here. And I have to now get a special escalation to try to fix it. Listen, guys. Sometimes things are out of our hands and out of our control. So today I chose to take this day without pay, which bothers me a lot. But I'm going to trust God and come before this camera and give you my thoughts for the day. So stay encouraged. Know that God loves you. And if you don't know Him as your Lord and Savior, welcome Him into your heart today. I say that to you all the time, guys. It's as simple as that. I wasn't always walking with Jesus. And I could tell you, the life I have now is much more peaceful, much more joyful, because I walk with Him. And all those things that I thought were more important to me, the most important things that I love to do is sing. When the pandemic came, I couldn't even do that again. Even in the events I was going to do in church, even in the acting I was going to go back to doing in the ministry. It is what it is. Because when you give your heart to the Lord, what matters is that you serve Him and that you trust Him and that you follow His Spirit and His lead. And He will always use those talents that He's given you. But He'll use them when He wants, how He wants, if He wants. And we have to be willing to understand that. And the purpose is greater than we could ever know. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene. Please leave your comments, your love, your thumbs up. And again, if you have not subscribed, please consider subscribing. I have many playlists, and one of them is called Speak It Out, Sing It Loud, where I invite my friends of old and my friends of new. I interview them. I have them share, a lot of people from music, from the music business, and they share things about themselves that you would never know unless you tuned on to Speak It Out, Sing It Loud, and have listen to their sit-down conversation with me. I have another new playlist. One episode on that, the one I'm about to say, is called Two is Better Than One. Mm-hmm. Two is Better Than One was put in my heart by the Lord, just like Speak It Out, Sing It Loud. And in that one is my friend and I collaborating together. That's DJ Johnny C, who has his own channel here on YouTube. And DJ Johnny C loves the Lord too. And he comes from that music world and different environment prior to giving his heart to the Lord. And therefore, we have those two perspectives and know definitely what God has done for us and continues to do for us. And we join in, listen to some Christian music, have a thought for the day, and to pray for a lot of you at the end of the show. So check out that one that I have, that one episode we just did last week. We're going to do one a month, and the show is called Two is Better Than One. Because the Bible says where two or three are gathered, He is there. It also says it is better, two is better than one. The Bible says that because when one falls, another could be there to lift them up, to encourage each other. Mm-hmm. So stay encouraged. Remember to check out my podcast. I have a podcast, and in the podcast, I speak about these topics. Some I have re-recorded in a different, complete manner, and some of them I have audio, taken the audio and transferred them, and you can hear me as you walk around the house. Or you want to see me, please tune into the video. Share. Share these videos and let others know about me. So many people watch these videos, but they do not subscribe. Well, your subscriptions count so that I can get these more visible to other people. Please subscribe. Please subscribe. What is it going to hurt you? It don't cost you anything, but it will help support me. So there's something I say at the end of every video, every podcast. I think some of you know this already. What is it?
Seek it.
That's right. Until next time, stay encouraged.
Don't forget to share. Share my videos.
Thank you for watching Adelante with Arlene.